I met Joe at a UPS store in Florida. He was there working his way through college, and I was there taking my first steps to work my way out of an emotionally abusive relationship by securing my own private mailbox. Joe never knew this, but I was secretly trying to keep everything on the down low, as it was a very scary time for me personally, and this mailbox was my only connection to some professionals who could hopefully guide me out of a very controlling relationship. So, as you can imagine, I was in and out of that UPS store as fast as I could go to check my mailbox and not looking to strike up any conversations with the employees there. Joe, on the other hand, had figured out that I ran a publicity agency, and he was very interested in networking with me because he had this dream of being an artist and author and therefore had tons of questions on how to promote his work. Ultimately, I gave him some of my time and a piece of advice here and there. I definitely wasn't at my networking best at this point in my life as I was struggling to cut relationships and escape Florida. But 10 years later, guess who's still in touch with me and is an accomplished author of several books and has a successful podcast? Joe knows networking, even if he doesn't realize how good he is at it. Before you let an opportunity escape you, make a move with zero fear. Joe's success is certainly not credited to me, but rather how he reaches out to people like me to get himself to the next level. I know for a fact that as I was racing in and out of that UPS store, I was not giving off vibes that I wanted to be approached. But Joe has zero fear, so he persisted anyway to make a professional connection with me. Now he's doing quite well, and if you want to hear the interview he did with me recently on our UPS encounter and more pitch tips, listen to his podcast, Zero Point Fiction Interview with Amy Summers. The pitch challenge today? Know no limits. Go after relationships and opportunities that can get you to the next level. I always say the worst thing that can happen if you go for it is that someone will flat out tell you no. The no is right where you are right now, so you shouldn't fear that response. However, a yes from the right person could catapult you to an entirely new level as you strive to accomplish your dreams. I had an actor friend tell me the other day he was riding on the subway in New York and recognized YouTube's global head of music, Lyra Cohen, on his train, who made an exit right before his stop. So my friend quickly decides to get off with Mr. Cohen and introduce himself. Pretty bold move. But do you know what this iconic executive's response was? He told my friend to give him a week, but to call him. Zero fear will get you everywhere, so don't hesitate to get off on a stop that isn't yours and make your move.